Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got here on a Monday?
It's my favorite Hollywood segment.
Wow, you know Mondays like to whip around here. And we'll actually start it off in the NFL here, guys. There's a lot to get to. We'll start it off with Jameis Winston. Game out in London. He throws five picks as the Panthers win it 37-26. I'm going to ask you guys two questions from this game. First question is going to be the same question I asked you last week. Is Christian McCaffrey the best player in football? And the second question, is Jameis Winston done?
McCaffrey might be the best player in football. A couple more touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, he is.
I think I'm going yes and yes on that.
Actually having a good year, too. Yes. Yeah, I put him up there. Yes.
Jameis is done.
Yes.
Tampa Bay is going to be done with Jameis very soon.
You know, he had a couple good games.
I know he did.
Teased him, and he comes back with the five picks and one lost fumble. They turned the ball over seven times.
That's ridiculous.
You got no shot in the NFL to win. Of course, they didn't lose by that much.
They should have lost by 40 if you turned the ball over seven times in a game. That was ridiculous. And it was the early game, so you had to kind of watch it.
Well, you didn't have to.
I mean, yeah, but it's
could have been walking around down on the field or something.
Yeah.
What else you got there, Woody?
Well, from the best player to possibly the worst, Baker Mayfield throws three more picks. The Seahawks beat the Browns 32-28. Baker Mayfield on the season, five touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
I don't know about Baker, but the guy that he played against yesterday has got to be up there for the best player in football, too.
He's got to be in the MVP watch. Not even a question. Russ is so good. Is so good.
How come we don't talk about – I know we care more about Baker playing crappy, which
– right.
He's on record pace with 11 – what's he, 11 picks on the season now?
Five touchdowns, 11 picks.
Oh, God. That's just crazy.
It's more enjoyable to rip Baker than it is to praise Russell Wilson.
That's a great point. I do agree with that. There's no question. Instead of talking, Russell's kind of a good guy, right? Russell's almost too good a guy. Like, off time, he's doing charity stuff. Right. He actually is really a good role model for an organization as the guy. I mean, he does all the things that would have been popular 20, 25 years ago. But today, no. I mean, we need a Baker Mayfield to talk trash and can't back it up.
Seattle is a good team, and you got to be scared of this team at the end of the year if they keep this pace up. Seattle and the Niners, both teams just freaking me out this year so far.
Be some good games coming up there.
You're right. They're going to be playing each other.
How about the Rams? They're in third place in their division.
Tough division. Outside of having Arizona in there.
And by the way, they better get going because 49ers now a couple of games out in front of them. What else you got, Woody?
All right, you guys bring up Russell Wilson. How about Deshaun Watson, guys? He had a couple of rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown. The Texans are 4-2, and they beat Kansas City 31-24. Deshaun Watson, I think, needs to start entering that conversation just a little.
He's upped his game, and he's really screwing up our first-round pick.
You're right.
How about last night, Pittsburgh and Houston going, hey, Dolphins, we're not trying to help you, man. You do whatever you need to do to get the first pick. But our picks, you're going to be picking down low. You can, Pittsburgh's right. They're going, now. You can kiss my ass. We're not giving you a top-10 pick.
They got a quarterback with a nickname Duck. I would just expect him to be 1-15 on the season. And this Duck guy comes in last night.
Chargers, by the way.
I don't know.
Chargers and Cowboys and Rams.
Oh, my.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's bad.
What else, Woody?
All right, guys. This might be the quarterback that the Dolphins passed on that hurts the most. Lamar Jackson had another wild game yesterday. He had 236 yards passing. He also had 152 on the ground as the Ravens won 23-17 over the Bengals.
All right, so we're getting – he didn't throw a touchdown pass yesterday.
He did not, but he ran
for a couple.
Yeah.
I always say this, and he was unbelievable yesterday running the football. I had 100 in the first half alone. My only question is,
how long
do you hold up? Right. Now, he's still a young guy, and he's really good at making people miss. So he's got that. How long do you last, though, taking the amount of hits he's going to take? Now, there's no question. When he plays the way he did yesterday, they're really friggin' good.
They're tough to beat.
When they got that running game going the way they got it going, that's a different beast. More than his passing game when they can run like that.
I think more importantly in that game, Bengals go to 0-6. In the tank for Tua trade,
listen, man,
you got some people on that caboose with you.
I hope Dalton knows that they're going to have a quarterback. They're taking a quarterback with the first 100%.
Pick, not even a question at this point.
All right, guys, to go along with Jameis, we have another top quarterback that might be done. Marcus Mariota hit the bench yesterday. You see who popped in to replace him, none other than Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
He couldn't score either. The Titans got shut out 16-0 by the Broncos.
I think they have more problems than just the quarterback is what we're
– Titans?
Yeah.
Didn't they start the season with that big win over Cleveland?
That offensive line, once they got their left tackle, Lawan back, was going to be really good. Those guys running for their lives. Tannehill came in. He didn't do anything. He threw a pick and saw him get sacked.
Looked
like same guy playing.
Normal.
You know, I was kind of hoping Joe was going to show some love for Adam Gase this morning, but I guess we'll have to do it here. The Jets got their first win. They beat Dallas 24-22. Sam Darnold actually looked really good. 23 of 32, 388 yards, and a couple of touchdowns, just one interception. Show a little love to Adam Gase there, Joe.
Right. I'll tell you what, he getting Sam Darnold back, they look like a different team. And not just it just feeding off the quarterback and the way he played. Some of the throws he made deep were unbelievable, but they played with great passion. Great passion yesterday. And they played hard because they had to be real close if that thing didn't get off to a good start yesterday.
If they would have went 0-5 with Darnold back in the lineup for this last game, we would have heard some crazy things coming out of New York. By the way, also, 1 week from tonight, they host the Patriots on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. See, Jets can beat them. They play like they did yesterday. They'll have a chance.
Bigger story, Darnold coming back for the Jets and winning that game, or the Cowboys pooping the bed the last 3 weeks, and now they're 3-3 after a 3-0 start.
I think Darnold, man. Darnold coming back, they look like a complete – hell, they scored more points in that game than they've scored all year offensively.
they showed that stat about 30 times.
Yeah, man, that was nuts.
And then finally here, guys, you've talked about the Steelers and Chargers game from last night. The Steelers won 24-17. Pittsburgh went up 24-0 early. Did you guys see the crowd?
Oh, God.
At that soccer stadium in L.A.? And Al Michaels hit on it a bunch last night. He said he thought it was 80% Steelers fans there. It could have been even more than that.
I think
that.
It was more.
This is going on every week that they're home. It goes on. We saw it. I've seen it now. Every time they're on TV, it's the visiting fans. I don't know. That L.A. is not Chargers. They lost their fan base. They really counted on a lot of that fan base going, we'll drive an hour and a half on Sunday.
Is that how long it is, right? Yeah.
Traffic. It can be longer.
Yeah.
But 90 minutes to go up and watch our Chargers. And instead, they've been completely turned off by the way. Well, there's no good way to handle dumping a city.
Right.
But I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what the league does. They're having trouble, apparently, with sales of tickets, so they can't afford the price that their partners are asking them, the Rams, to pay. I don't know what they're going to do. I honestly, it's a little – NFL, that's going to move up here as one of the problems they have. We're going to move into that big stadium and play in front of 20 or 30,000 fans.
There's 36,000 seats in that stadium, and I'm not even joking yesterday. There might have been 30,000 Steelers fans there.
It's a cool little place to watch an NFL football game.
Sure, if you have your fans there. I mean, the Chargers were the home team last night only because they played in California.
Yeah, they got those soccer lines all over the field, too.
It's weird.
It's
weird.
It's bad. I don't know what they're going to do. They thought as they got better, and nobody's fallen in love with that team. Of course, now they're not playing great. That's a Rams place. There's just no built-in. Apparently, we're finding out people live in L.A. were not Charger fans. That was San Diego's team.
Right.
And only San Diego.
Right. How about the Chargers, by the way? They lost 5 of their last 6 primetime games. That's a trend that you don't want going in that direction.
I thought they had
a good team. Yeah.
They're falling behind here, too.
How about how many times last night on the broadcast, too, they kept saying, oh, Steelers defense upgraded by Fitzpatrick. I'm like, really?
Tell me he didn't. I didn't watch. Tell me he didn't have an interception.
I didn't even notice if he did or not. But
all right.
Three or four times. Steelers defense playing a lot better since
he's a good player.
The addition of Fitzpatrick.
Zach, you don't bring it up every week. He's a good player. Everybody knows. He's a good player. And by the way, that pick would be watched forever. And you better be better than Minka or as good.
Gonna lose some more games so that pick's in the top 10 still.
Yeah, listen, it doesn't matter where the pick is. You better pick a good player in the first round. That's all we know. It's a first round pick. We also know 8 o'clock hour's coming up. We got a lot more stuff. By the way, we're gonna hear from Turner Davidson. Turner Davidson. That's right. The new Miami Hurricane field goal kicker. Well, yeah, that's unbelievable.
It's a good story.
A practice, warm up, a competition to find out who's gonna kick in the game. And they're all out there. You imagine the whole coaching staff out there watching the kickers. That's crazy. Anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up, 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.